put up like 2 minutes early too. And Faxman decided.
Meanwhile, I took forever to find a thing. I don't know.
Well, you didn't take 40 minutes like Faxman did.
I didn't. I did also go find breadsticks, though.
So to all of our amazing listeners.
I always need to be eating whenever we record something.
To all the listeners out there. Kels is eating a breadstick. Where's the breadstick from? Yes!
Okay.
If you don't like Olive Garden breadsticks, get out of here. Get out of the podcast.
I believe in breadstick supremacy.
Your mind amazes me sometimes.
I can't take you seriously with that picture behind you. I'm gonna be honest.
Wait, yeah. Kels, you can go first for the introductions. You can go first and also explain your background like you do every time.
Me?
No, you have a normal background, Connor. Shut up.
I thought you meant like, okay, never mind, sorry.
I'm Kels. My pronouns are she, them, and the background that everyone is laughing at, I have Barry Keoghan in his cute little pink sweater turtleneck combo in front of a burning house. If you want to see it, it'll be featured in the TikTok that I will post soon. I don't know.
Question is why?
Why not?
That's like
valid.
It's my boy, who's white boy of the month, and I'm so proud of him, so... And I'm also repping with the Makari shirt, so it works. And then a Star Wars character that makes me want to put my hand in a tracking factor. Not to be Anakin on the main, but fucking Clovis. I literally forgot his name.
Clovis, he's...
My brain just went, stop.
Clovis is just a simp.
Clovis is a simp.
I would demolish him the way Anakin did in season 6, just... Boom.
I think everyone.
Right.
I think we all supported Anakin in that moment.
Anakin did what we all wanted to do in that moment. So
that is true.
I hate him more than Pongkrell because Pongkrell's fun to hate. Clovis just sucks.
This is the worst. How would anybody like Clovis?
I bet you there's a Clovis stan.
I feel like people who like John Walker like Clovis.
Oh my god. Okay, that's enough.
Okay. Hi, I'm Becca. My pronouns are she, her, and Star Wars character that makes me want to put my head in trash compactor is Kylo Ren. I despise him so much. He is my least favorite Star Wars character on the planet. And I won't get into it because I know Connor likes him. But I was watching...
Gucci. Just go watch Adam Driver be attacked.
I was watching The Last Jedi.
Lady Gaga. I've never felt so jealous of a man than when he got to screw Lady Gaga. And I'm like, man, live my dream.
Well, as Kylo Ren, absolutely not. I was watching The Last Jedi yesterday, and I was like, all he does is pout, and, like, throw things, and have tantrums.
You just described my favorite character in Star Wars, though, that's the problem.
Yeah, but also, like, I mean...
It's a Skywalker thing!
Yeah, exactly.
Leia's built different, clearly.
That's because she was raised by Bail. It's the only reason.
So true.
Luke was out on, like, a desert. How do you live in the desert? I'd be upset, too.
I'd be a whiny too.
I'd be a whiny desert? Gay, too. No. Oh, wait, I am.
If his power converters are the most exciting part of his day, like, come on.
Oh, my God. Would our infamous guest like to introduce...
Infamous.
Himself.
Oh, how is he infamous? Please explain. Well, I guess the fact that you two know each other in real life, but I didn't know that, so I embarrassed myself trying to be like, hey, you should join our podcast. So neither of us knew him, and then Connor on a live was like, oh yeah, no, we're
That's the introduction, Connor. 6'6".
It's a joke for like most people who know me. Every single place that I go, if there's somebody who like at they're like, oh my god, how tall are you? Do you play basketball? How's the weather up there? It's the same thing every time. Every interaction is just.
How tall Meanwhile, are you? There's me and the short king Barry Keoghan, who's 5'7".
He is short king.
Just a little small. Guy.
Okay, but yeah, my name is Connor. My pronouns are he, him. And a character that makes me want to put my head in a trash compactor is General Grievous.
Why?
Okay.
Why is he so angry?
What?
He's angry too!
He's probably gay!
He would blow up and then put together and so I'd be mad too, especially if I was a droid and I had like, you know, the coughing issues. I'd be mad.
Well, I don't like him because he always coughs, okay? I don't like that, especially after the pandemic.
He said, I don't like...
If you're around Grievous, it's
Grievous
like,
has COVID.
You don't know him because, like, you can't cough. It's, like, illegal to cough now, basically. You can't do it without feeling like you're the worst. And he's constantly coughing. And also, he runs away from everything. He talks all this talk.
I love that he looks like a spider when he runs. He just...
He looks like
Maul when Maul had that those weird spider legs.
That's why I like him. Oh, no.
But, yeah, he is just really annoying to me. And it makes me want to put my head in a trash compactor specifically.
I just love the hoops that George Lucas went through to make sure that him and Anakin never met in Clone Wars. Respect.
Yeah, for one line, yeah.
All right,
Dave.
And also, I'm not a big fan of the fact that he said hello there first. I don't like that to Obi-Wan.
Yeah. Okay, well, you can bring that up with George Lucas. So.
I'll bring it up with the trash can back there. but yeah, so I don't like General Grievous.
All the General Grievous stands are gonna come after you now.
Including me, I will lead it.
I think
I respect that.
At least one thing that me and Connor have in common though is we both simp for Druid, even though he's straight and I'm a lesbian. We bonded over our simping for Druid.
No, you're right. I saw the movie last night and his accent is just ridiculous. I could literally just like if he could like read me a book, I would just let him read me a book all night because of that Irish accent that he has.
What?
Not to simp on the main farms in the Amazon.
Bunch of
shows up in a sleeveless top for no reason but to be dramatic.
You know his ideals are good too. You know, like he doesn't want humans to kill each other. Like.
He's the Sansa Stark of the MCU, and I will stand behind that.
Yeah.
The resident Sansa Stark stan.
I'm more of an Arya Stark kind of guy.
I'm a Cersei Lannister person, if that tells you anything about me.
I'm a Ser Brienne of Tarth kind of guy, too.
Oh, yeah, we love
Brienne of Tarth. There you go. There you go. As you should be.
If we start talking about Game of Thrones, Kels will go on a tangent.
Facts guy still hasn't seen it. And I'm like...
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, Tate.
Like, but he'll talk about it with me. And I'm like, you have no idea what you're talking about. What are you doing?
Have you seen clips?
Probably.
Those are the worst kind of people. I've seen clips.
I've seen clips. Like, no, you know nothing about Sansa. Shut up.
Well, for a while, I wouldn't watch Game of Thrones because... Everyone else watched it, so I was like, everyone loves it so much, so why would I watch it? And then I finally did with my mom, and I was screaming, crying, shaking, throwing up. Especially with...
the emotions.
Because I was a huge, like, Jaime Lannister stan.
Literally thought you were going to say Supernatural stan. I was going to go on Supernatural.
His character arc...
That's how this goes.
Like, his character arc was so bad... It made me so angry. I was literally, like, crying. I was so...
I did not like his ending.
And I didn't like... Well, their ending was the same, obviously, so I hated it for both of them.
I was like, bricks? That's how you...
Bricks. Imagine dying because of bricks. Spoiler!
Bricks were the prophecy.
That's what I'm saying! It was so bad!
But you know what? Sansa was queen of the North in the end, so yeah. I can't be that mad. But, I still won.
It made me sad that, like, she wasn't with any, like, of her, like, family.
But they all left her. It's not her fault.
Yeah.
They all just went by.
A bunch of rats.
I know.
Kelsey, you just keep pulling out more, like, at first I see breadstick, next I see, what was that, coffee? Yeah. Like, how do you go from eating an Olive Garden breadstick to drinking, what, McDonald's coffee?
I am a gremlin, and I live as such.
What kind of coffee?
Just black coffee.
Oh my god! A menace!
I am John Mulaney's dad.
Jeez.
One black coffee.
What?
Anyway.
That's Icarus behavior.
What? Explain yourself.
Icarus for sure drinks coffee black because he's a psycho.
Oh, yeah.
No, I feel like Druig would drink black coffee to seem cool, but would cry internally every time he did, and that's me. I'm crying internally right now. Because I meant to order something else, but I had anxiety, so they gave me a black coffee, and I just left. Love anxiety.
We love to see it.
Anyway, Becca wants me to introduce all the High Republic stuff because we got coverage yesterday. So, Connor, we're going to talk as spoiler-free as possible, but without... Because Becca's slow! You have a month!
I'm still reading the Ascendancy novels. Thrawn
Read
is my
focus.
Thrawn is my focus. He is my drive. He's my everything.
Okay, but what are you on? Are you on Light of the Jedi still?
Well, I read Light of the Jedi. That's the only High Republic book I read so far.
Can we just talk about how we're getting a Ram Jamma Ram and Reef Silas team up thanks to that one cup?
I love both.
I love them both, and they're going to be together, and I'm going to have both my children in the same room, and I'm going to cry. I'm also going to cry because...
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
That Fallen Star cover, It didn't survive phase one, and I'm mad!
Yeah, what the hell?
I was hoping. I was on the whole thing where everyone's like, of course it's not gonna survive, because, like, in 20 years, no one talks about it. I'm like, I was hoping we just advanced in technology, and we're like, we don't need the Starlight Beacon anymore, because you have cooler stuff, so we're just gonna kind of leave it in space to people, and it's not relevant, but it's still there. Why do we have to destroy it after phase one?
I know, they put in all that work, and, like... Just a couple months, you're like, oh, well, actually,
there's still
it's gone.
Two whole phases. This isn't even the dark phase yet.
This is phase two, right?
No, it's still the first phase.
It's wave three? Okay. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's wave three of phase one. And I'm stressed out because people are like, maybe it's going to, like, do a time jump, and they're just going to kill everyone off, and then, like, wait, phase two is, like, an entirely new thing of characters. I'm like, please, no! Yeah. I can't handle that.
No, that thing where it was like, who will survive? I hope they all do. I hope they all survive. Obviously, they won't.
If anything happens to Avar Chris, yeah. It will be on site Lucasfilm. I will appear at your door and I will burn down your building.
It's Fallen Star, like,
you're done.
Before, like, the covers and stuff came out, it was like, it could be like Avar Chris is like the star of the Jedi, so like. Does she die? Okay. I mean, maybe it still means that.
I need one of my faves to at least survive something. Just one thing.
I like all of them. I like Anakin Sam. Yeah. It's just I just can't have like Belle go through anything else.
No, he needs therapy. That's what he needs. Therapy and a hug.
Yeah, I mean,
and also to become
besties. Don't they have Jedi therapists?
They should. Him and Reeth should become besties, because I don't think they've canonically met yet, or at least in the series, I don't know. But they need to hang out.
Yeah, and that cover of Reeth and Komek.
Oh!
That looks so cool.
Oh my gosh.
It looks like they're at some sort of, like, Sith temple or something.
It looks like the Sith temple from Rebels. That's what it looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, The one that everybody's like.
Petrified. Oh my god. Yeah, I was like, are they there? What are they? I also love that, like, they both look so badass on it, but they're both the two nerds of everything. Yeah, they are, yeah. like, Comek's around collecting artifacts. Rufus is like, cool. I just wanna read a book. And I'm like, why are you? Meanwhile, they both look so cool and badass on the cover. I'm like, okay. They both do not want to be there.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, they don't want to be there. They could have sent anybody else, but they have to send the least.
Sit in the archives. Yeah. That's all they want to do.
Yeah, they'll just take notes all day.
I still love that there was this one, like, that Comek just, like, took all these artifacts from this one planet, and Reese, like, what are you doing? He's like, this could be critical information. For later.
Yeah, I feel like he says that for everything. Critical information for sure. I need this back in my archive.
That sounds fruity to me. Also because he was checking out that one guy the entire time and I thought it so funny.
Yeah, no, he was. I remember that. I forget
like,
who it was.
Comek, honey, do you need to, like, tell us something right now? Everyone here is gay, so it's okay if you want to tell us.
Yeah, I hope they survive. Like, at least read. Come back. Okay.
No, like, I can't lose my gay book dad. I can't do that. My nerdy dad. He needs to live.
No one's allowed to die or Kels will lose it.
I'm also terrified because as a Martian Rose, Stan.
I mean, Bessie, you're sick. Really? Yeah, that's like being a Vader stan. Like, you...
I am! Shut up!
I know!
You're living on borrowed time right now.
Can we just... I don't know. Did we... Was that second Eye of the Storm cover out the last time we recorded this? Because...
I know you sent me a picture of one of them, I think, before we started recording.
No, was it the one where he's sitting on a throne with a chain? And then literally Charles...
Oh, I saw that TikTok that you made.
Oh, yeah. Literally Charles Soule... just sitting there being like, the way that you feel looking at this is exactly how you're supposed to feel. I'm like, you expose all of us as whores.
all the High Republic writers are just like, they're so funny on Twitter and stuff.
What they're doing. I hate it.
Like Kevin Scott.
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin Scott is like, oh yeah, I'll kill your favorite character and also your second favorite character. Or was that him? No, or was that...
That sounds like Kevin, honestly. He's just this tall British man that's just like, let me bring on pain and laugh in your misery.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, Becca, join High Republic. It's fun!
I'm focused on the Ascendancy right now. That's it.
Speaking of the Ascendancy, because, I believe in Gerard Way Thrawn supremacy.
Because I was looking at... because I'm on Stan Twitter, and I follow a lot of people from... Chiss Twitter, and I've been trying to avoid Lesser Evil spoilers as best as I can, but failing miserably. But I've been trying to put them in the back of my head so I forget them. But I'm still like not even halfway through Chaos Rising yet, and there's two other books.
If it makes you feel better. I haven't touched Thrawn Treason in, like, 3 months.
Oh my god, you need to read Treason. It's so good.
Wait, which one is the second book?
Alliances.
Like, of the first,
Traitor...
like...
Wait,
With Anakin and...
Alliances.
And,
Alliances.
Okay, yeah.
The Padme and Anakin fan fiction in a Thrawn book.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if I can do this.
I did it for my boy Anakin. As I do anything. Anything is for my boy Anakin. I will say that, but Lily, going back to the Gerard Way thing, that cover, I wish it was cheaper because I'd buy it. But I'm like, $150?
But yeah, the one from Lesser Evil where he's like, he looks sad.
He looks like Gerard Way.
He looks sad.
And someone who had MCR as their top artist of 2021, I feel seen in Gerard Way, just the wrong.
Poor Thrawn. He's been through it.
Emo phase, it's fine.
Thrawn really, like... Well, because obviously I haven't read the books yet, but just based on what I've seen on Twitter from all the Chiss stands, no wonder he's unhinged in Rebels. Like, no wonder.
Like, that's unhinged. That's an unhinged era.
Like, I can't, like, I'm not saying that, like, what he did was okay, but I'm saying that I understand.
The war. Any justice for the guy on the bicycle. Justice for bike guy.
You just explained everything I feel about Anakin. I understand how we got here. I don't blame you.
Do I support it?
Choices.
No.
Do I understand how we got here? Yes.
Thrawn's just...
Wait, does the... Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Like, no, but, like, seeing how Thrawn is in Rebels is basically, like, what happens when Eli Vanto isn't in your life.
I, too, go feral.
So, I too, would lose my mind if the one person that kept me anchored was gone. Well, because of him. It was Thrawn's the one was like, here! Here, Ascendancy, have him! I don't want...
Wait, I messed up! No!
Yeah, probably. I mean, he was so unhinged, and then... Oh my god. And then in Alliances, it was just him and Vader, like, without saying spoilers, Alliances is basically him and Vader, like, trying to be better than the other.
He's like, I know you are. I know you are.
Vader's like, no, you don't. He's like, yeah, I do. Vader's like, no, you don't.
Like, yeah, we were boys back in the day, don't you remember?
No, shut up. No, that didn't happen. No.
That's essentially, like, the whole book, other than, like, the Padme yearning for Anakin.
Padme being a badass, though, and just, like, figuring out her way through, and yeah. Then Anakin gets there, and she's like, I was already, like, 10 steps ahead of you. Get on my level. Let's go.
Why is... Padme does more than, like, many of the Jedi. Like, she's, like,
yeah, she does.
She's so smart, and, like, some of the Jedi, I'm like, how did they... How are they around? How are they in order?
You're force sensitive, because if you weren't, you'd have nothing going for you.
That's what I'm saying. Anakin's a himbo.
Yeah, facts guy. We know himbo, alright? I know what a himbo is.
Oh yeah, I told Connor about...
that actually knows things.
I told Connor about how facts guy doesn't know what himbo means, and we're exposing facts guy right now.
As we always do. Like, oh yeah. Ascendancy.
That's what happens when you're friends with us.
We expose you in all your secrets.
We even made a whole TikTok about him ditching us, so.
We did.
Justice for facts, guy.
Yeah.
Lesbians are vengeful.
Mm-hmm. For nothing if not being petty.
Speaking of lesbians, Connor.
Oh, God.
All right. So we did this with Facts Man. You have to tell us your favorite Star Wars woman, and we're going to say if we think they're a lesbian or not.
All right. Obviously, number one, my namesake, Miss Orla Jereni.
Oh, that is the fruitiest woman I have ever met in my life. Are you kidding? That is a lesbian. She has white lightsabers and just runs around and never gets her white tunic wet, dirty, ever. She's in the mud, going clean. Lesbian behavior.
Next.
All right. Over one. Okay. Jyn Erso.
We said, because Faxman said her too, and we said that she's not a lesbian, but she's, like, queer. So you have a chance.
Now, I'd say, like, yeah, bi or pan, because yeah. She's definitely in the cast.
Oh, yeah.
But she's not straight.
No.
Do we ship them? Like, do you ship them?
I do. They just didn't have enough time.
They didn't have time.
Blew up.
It was right person, wrong time trope.
Yes.
That's fair enough. Yeah, no, I agree. I ship them too. Avar Chris.
I can't say too much because I don't know.
Pansexual. Because her and Elzar definitely have a thing. And Stellan. That's another thing I need in Film Star. I need the three of them in a room together for, like, more than a scene. They need to, like, hang out and preferably not die together or have one of them die while the other two are there. I can't do that.
But yeah, I need to see them interact more because they're always on, like, separate. They're like one person away from each other.
They were, like, yeah, because the only time all three of them were together was the end of The Light of the Jedi at the Starlight Beacon thing. But, like, they were in the background together, just going off somewhere. And I'm like, no, we need, no!
You know, we need them front and center.
Mm-hmm. Need the polycule together, anyway. Pansexual.
Right, so what's that? Two for... No, 2 for 3.
Yeah, you're doing better than Shaq, Scott.
All right. Harrison Dula.
Bisexual.
Yeah, bisexual.
I'm on a roll here. All right. She's my space mom, but like...
MILF.
Yeah. Sabine Wren.
Lesbian.
Lesbian.
Okay. Rey Skywalker.
Lesbian.
Yeah.
Even... Well, okay, I kind of switched...
Hold on, wait, hold on.
I switched, but let me just... I switched between, like, lesbian and pansexual. Like, I'm not sure which one, like, I feel like suits... I don't know. I know she's fruity. I haven't...
Ben was a compet. I'm standing by that.
The little hand touch, like...
Ew!
That was definitely more, like, dyad thing. Instead of, like, romantic thing. Like,
what about the throne room scene?
You can have a platonic connection like that, okay? You can be platonic soulmates. They just read it wrong and thought it was romantic. Because they're both dumb. But her in an affectionate way. Affectionately dumb.
But, yeah. Okay, all right.
Have our moments.
I respect your guys' opinion. Ty Yorick.
Oh. The biggest lesbian there ever was, okay? No spoilers. But, for Becca, but I will talk about this vaguely. That's the mind melding.
Yeah.
Elzar thought she was into him. Who else was in that little memory they saw? Eivor. Because Elzar sensed attraction coming from her, and he thought it was at him, because he's a little whore. We love him, though. No, she was attracted to Eivor in that moment. Elzar was just too dumb to realize it.
That does make sense, because it was basically from Elzar's perspective.
It was okay. Elzar's perspective.
All right, you win this time.
Boom.
Kira.
Bye.
I was gonna say that's like kind of on the head, on the nail kind of thing. Asajj Ventress.
Bisexual. But the only man that she likes is Quinlan.
Yeah. Not Obi-Wan. I ship her and Obi-Wan so hard.
Maybe Obi-Wan. But, like, that's it. Everything else is women.
Especially because what's the book called? What's the title of that book?
Dark Disciple?
Yeah, Dark Disciple. When
Don't Obi-Wan's get Kel like, started.
when Obi-Wan is like...
Did you see the look on my face? I was like, oh, no.
To kind of flirt with her to get to know her. She likes to be flirted with. So he's like, you know this? Like, how do you know this?
Literally, Quinlan's just like, you what?
Yeah.
It's like that one scene in like season 2 or season 1 of Clone Wars where like literally she's like, he's like, Asajj, I missed you, and she's like, I miss you too. Let me sultry throw off my cloak. And she's like, I'm. What is going on?
He's like, Satine, are you here?
Oh my god.
I don't even think they've met Satine yet, so he's just like, what are we doing? Proof that Anakin is demisexual, that's a hill I will die on.
So true.
The only person he's attracted to is Padme, and outside of that, he's just confused. He's like, I don't know what's going on.
Okay, last one. Rebels Ahsoka.
Lesbian.
See, that one's hard because I've been like
Lux. Lux was a compet. That's what that was.
Yeah. Well, I will say she's definitely fruity.
We don't.
She's definitely fruity.
We're gay yet.
She's definitely fruity.
Her and Kaden had something going, and Kaden needs to show up in the Ahsoka show.
That would be cool.
I need Kaden in the Ahsoka show.
That actually would be cool.
I'm nervous about seeing Rebels characters in the Ahsoka show. I am.
Well, good thing Kaden's not a Rebels character, we're in the clear!
You know what I mean?
I think we talked about this last time.
It's just,
what are you afraid of?
One point.
I don't know. So I feel like some weird characters and some like should just stay animated or stay, like, you know, as... Like, for Thrawn, like, he's animated, and he's also comic book. Are you just scared
he's gonna look like Will Smith's genie? Is that just what you're afraid of?
Well, I'm just... Not only that, it's just his story is so intricate with what Timothy Zahn has been doing, and I'm worried that they're not gonna consult him. And it's gonna ruin his whole... Because, like, his love for his people is what drives his character. And, like, most of the things that he does.
His ascendancy in Ahsoka.
Had to talk about Thrawn.
That's the thing, like, I feel like... I feel like in Rebels, he's, like... They wrote him as, like, an actual villain. Like,
yeah.
Just straight-up bad guy.
And not as, like, oh, wait, he's... There's a reason as to why he's acting the way he's acting. No, he's just unhinged because Eli Vanto isn't around to yell at him and tell him to stop. Because Eli would. Because Eli questioned the, when, I don't remember exactly what happened, but they were, like, something was, like, the slaves and stuff, and Eli was like, oh, this is kind of weird. This doesn't feel right. I'm like, Eli, because you're not supposed to be in the Empire, sweetie. you're not supposed to.
You know who else questions slaves? Thane. Kyrell. Gotta bring that Lost Stars in there.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot all about that, but that book is so good.
Oh, it's so good. I need to reread it, mainly because I read it in a day and then read Dark Disciple right afterwards. So, like, I remember what happens, but I don't remember what happens because I read it so fast. So, like, small details, I'm like, wait. I just remember the cave really well, though. Because I'm a whore. I just remember those parts.
Okay, well, we have some questions. We have some questions from TikTok. I asked our wonderful listeners at home what questions they have for Connor and for us to discuss. And the first one is, well, specifically, Connor, who is your favorite clone?
Hauser.
Why?
How do I know you were going to say... I feel like I asked you this before.
Because I am a Hauser stan.
I feel like I asked you this once. And, yeah.
Yeah, no, I am a Hauser stan. Obviously, the basic answer is, I love Rex. You know, like, everybody loves Rex.
Did you just call me basic? Sir.
I'm so sorry. No, like, it's the right answer. Like, the right answer is Rex.
A personal attack towards me.
No. It's just, like, everybody loves Rex. Like, he's got the most character depth, so, like... To spice up my answer, because everyone's favorite clone is Rex, but like
everyone Hauser. After Bad Batch just went after Hauser. It's really funny. I'm like, all right, guys.
Hauser is it's the hair. It's, you know, him standing up for what he believes in, not following Order 66. Like, that's my guy, and I hope we see him in season two, because like we have to see him, right? Like, he's not dead. They didn't kill him.
No, he's just in jail.
Crosshair didn't kill him, which is... I'm thankful.
See? Crosshair can do one thing. Right? He can do one thing, right?
How does Crosshair get off that platform? That's a real question.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he has nothing. They took his backpack! The badge literally flew away!
They could have at least left the backpack!
They flew away in the Marauder with all of his stuff! As he's like, oh, the Empire's gonna get me! Bestie, they left you for dead! Are you stupid?
Season 2 starts and he's just swimming.
Well, you gotta let it go and you gotta heal.
He's so dumb! He's
he just creates his own little settlement alone on there and just...
A moron. An absolute moron.
Wait, no, it's that Tom Hanks movie. Wait, what is it? Where he's stranded on an island. Wait,
is that what, Castaway?
Yes, it's that. And he just has his own Castaway. And he finds his droid head and that's the volleyball.
He becomes like Feral Yoda in Empire Strikes Back.
Crosshair is Feral Yoda. Confirmed. Yep. Speaking of Crosshair, he's my favorite clone because I'm a terrible person.
Okay, he was my favorite before, like, Bad Batch, like, Clone Wars era, he was my favorite, and then I was, like, the dumbass, I was like, he'll be fine, and then Bad Batch came, and everyone's just like, you're dumb, and I'm like,
yeah,
I know, but whatever.
I also love Hardcase. I just had to make that clear. It's Crosshair and Hardcase. Two completely different characters.
One has honor and one has crosshair.
Look,
Listen.
Crosshair and Rex were literally punching each other at one
point. Crosshair is literally the, like, he just had to, like, open up his mouth and speak. I'm like, there was absolutely zero reason he had to go after Rex the way he did, but he did it. He woke up and chose violence.
And I respect that. Is someone with a burning house behind me?
No, can we talk about Rex telling Wrecker that he was gonna beat him up, basically. I'm like, bestie, Wrecker would snap you in. That's what I'm saying.
Rex was entering his feral era, but it lasted like 2 seconds because Anakin's like, yo, calm down. And Rex is like, oh yeah.
Anakin's like,
this guy's literally the Incredible Hulk. Sorry.
Like,
sorry, I lost my chill there. I'm back. We're good.
Kels, would you like to talk about your favorite clone, even though we know who it is?
It's Rex.
Goodest boy.
He's the goodest boy. No, I do think one of the things that Star Wars fans can all actually agree on, like, one of the few things, is, like, I don't think I've ever met anyone who hates Rex. That's like, true, I think, right? As collectively, as a fandom, everyone loves or at least enjoys Rex.
Mm-hmm.
No one hates him. And I love that for him, because he deserves it. And a hug and a cuddle. I will give him a cuddle.
Yeah. His white beard is undefeated.
Grandpa Rex, cute little Grandpa Rex just running around. I'm like, that's what I want to be when I'm old. I just want to be that.
Rebels Rex is so unhinged. It's ridiculous.
Oh, he's literally just like, you know what? I'm old at this point. I lived through a war. I'm done. We're just gonna go sit and hunt food on this random planet, and then these kids are gonna come up here and bring me back into a war, and I'm just gonna be like, you know what? Sure, whatever. Let's just blow stuff up. That sounds fun. And I'm like, me. I wanna be that.
Him and Kanan, their dynamic is something that is so personal to me.
It's just such a, like, when Saw Gerrera, when they're like on Geonosis and like, mm-hmm, he does the big jump thing and Saw's just like, I forget they can do that, and then Rex is like, he's no Anakin though.
Like, what?
I'm like, Rex.
He got some he got more wit with age. He's more bold.
He also spent way too much time with Anakin Skywalker. Wade.
And Ahsoka.
It shows. The clones just slowly turn into their Jedi general because Cody is clone Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
So, like, Rex is like, I could be fine, or I could be unhinged like my general, because the worse the plan, the better off this is going to end up being. Which is why he trusted the space whales. He just was like, cool, this is happening. Whatever.
The space whales. Sure, yeah.
Why not? Just check it off the list. Let's keep going.
Oh, God.
Oh. Jesus Christ. Okay, this question I thought was really interesting. I may have to pull up a picture of all the Eternal suits because I won't remember all the colors, but the question is, what color of the Eternal suits would Star Wars characters have? Like, I guess, like,
Anakin's black. Anakin is just wearing Druig's outfit and killing it.
I think Rey would wear Athena's outfit only because I just think of, like, the colors of what she wears, her lightsaber, and just her energy. Like, her aura is yellow to me. I don't know.
Ahsoka would kill Sprite's outfit, I'm just saying. Like, she would look amazing in that.
I have to look it up now.
A cute little baby blue. And it would match her Leku, and it'd be really cute.
I'm trying to
Yeah.
Suddenly I don't know Star Wars characters.
Suddenly I can't remember any of the Eternals names.
But I will go down the list for you, Connor! Okay, we have Druig, we have Fastos, we have Kengo, Makari, my beloved, we have Icarus, my enemy, we have Cersei, Athena, Gilgamesh, Sprite, Ajax.
Ajax, that's what I'm thinking. Got it. Of. Ajax is definitely like sequel.
Obi-Wan!
Like, like sequel Leia. Like,
oh, yeah.
Leia that's better than that. Mine. Ignore mine. I just want the color out. Palette.
With, like, you know, the headpiece and stuff.
Yes! Oh my god.
You unlock something. I'm like looking. I'm trying to think of.
Is it bad that I don't have to look? I just already know what they look like. Cause
no, I respect it. I respect it.
I've seen the movie 5 times. I'm okay.
All right.
I already have several of Druig's scenes just memorized. I could just go off on a tangent right now for you, but I won't.
Bye. He's just the coolest.
He is. I love him. Again, he's the Sansa Stark of the MCU, and that's why I instantly fell in love with him. I was like, I've seen this before. And I was, yep.
I can't think of anything else. All I could... Because I'm, like, trying... My brain was, like, trying to think of what colors would be good on the characters. I'm like, I don't know. Padme would probably...
Like lightsaber colors, almost.
Padme would probably wear Athena's, because, I don't know. Athena's the fashion icon. Other than King's. Because let's be honest, he kind of is.
Kingo is...
No, wait. No, yeah. I changed my answer. It's just Kingo. What did you say?
Wait, what just happened?
I don't even know what I said.
This is, yeah, my, it's fine.
That was an instance of my mouth moving faster than my brain that it just
I thought I dissociated like I did during Choco's podcast.
No, my mouth was just like, bleh, my brain's like, I'm not following. Where are we going?
I thought I was gone, and then I came back, and you said something, and I was like, oh my god, did I miss something?
Tried and said 3 sentences in like 2 words and just stopped.
That's what happens when you talk about Star Wars. It damages your brain cells.
I also just can't form complete thoughts. I just try to combine complete and form into one word. Conform.
No thoughts, only joy.
So true.
Okay, take all the time that you need.
Listen, we never said that we were professionals.
I forgot.
What did you say?
Are we still on the suits?
I mean, we can move on from the suits. Yeah. That's a hard question that I will have to come back to and we'll make a full TikTok on.
Okay.
Promise. We promise.
I'm broken, it's fine.
Next question. Discuss Icarus and Anakin's similarities, because we did this in our last podcast, and this person was like, hey, do it some more with a new person. So, I have a theory that Icarus and Anakin are the same characters, but in different fonts.
But also, yes. Druig's in there too, it's weird. Druig's aspects of Anakin, but not all of it.
I would say the lack of game is the biggest similarities between the two, because... Anakin has no game. Like, his ability to, like, flirt with people, like, Icarus,
he's demisexual! It's not his fault!
It's, okay, but, like, I was watching Icarus last night. He, like, when they first wake up from their thing, she's like, it's beautiful, isn't it? And he goes, I'm Icarus.
I know!
As long as she asks, bro.
My whole thing is, like, he just hates Earth, and it's just like, no.
And he just, like, it almost seems like he's a robot, so, I mean.
They technically are.
Yeah, but, like, he's just, like, I haven't seen one, like, witty quip from him at all. The whole movie, doesn't say anything, like, he's just like, you're beautiful. She's like, yeah, thanks. I'm an Eternal, I'm, like, an Eternal being, like, I get it. But, like, there's nothing, and then Anakin says he likes sand, so, like...
Okay, my whole thing is he wasn't trying to flirt in that scene, he was trying to have a heart-to-heart, he just doesn't know how to do that. Because, like, she was talking about her, because she was talking about her child and how great it was, and he's like, yeah, mine kind of sucked. So.
No, you're right. That's a good point. But he's just, like, the awkward, like, looks that, I don't know. I just think that they need to work on their flirting skills.
Okay, well, he is also a Jedi, so he doesn't need to work on it. He still scored the hottest woman in the galaxy, though, so he was doing something right, sir. Also, Ikra scored Cersei. They did something.
They're both extremely handsome, yes, for sure.
And they score these, like, great women. How? I don't know, because...
I'm a Cersei stan.
Me too, me too.
But
if you're not a Cersei stan, I don't trust you.
Icarus, he can go.
He's, I don't know what, how can you be with someone for thousands of years? Not me.
Makari and Druid could do it. I'm convinced they're secretly married at this point. So, but yeah, I don't know. I get tired with myself. I've lived with myself for almost 23 years, and I'm already tired of me. I don't know how you do that for, like, 7,000.
Oh, my God.
No wonder they all were so willing to leave each other at, like...
Oh, my God, like...
They were just like, yep, we're going, bye. You know, me and Icarus was the only one that was like, maybe we shouldn't. Because he's just like, no. Ajax, like... Goodbye. You also stress me out.
Honestly,
I love you, but you stress you out.
That scene made me like so sad because I kid you not, I thought I was like saying to my friend, I'm like, if I came to see this movie to see Angelina Jolie and she gets removed like it like only halfway through, I'm gonna be so mad. Thank God, I thought she was gonna die. I thought they were gonna be like, okay, we're gonna kill her off. I was like, I was so mad, and then she ended up being fine, but not actually because she's mentally ill. But
meanwhile, my boy was having religious trauma breakdown, so...
Me too, bestie!
Me too!
I feel like Druig, like, is, like, the only person who... Like, everybody's thinking kind of what Druig is thinking, but he just is the only person in the movie that says it.
Right.
Yeah. He was the first one to be like, hey, why are we trusting this one guy that only one of us can see... And we're just taking everything she says as fact? Just, no. How are we helping these people? They're literally committing genocide. Nope, I'm leaving. Peace out. And we're supposed to think he's the bad guy in this situation?
Oh, no.
No. I'm like, excuse me. He was never the bad guy. Thank you and good night.
Although he was kind of rude to Karun.
Was he rude, or was he just attempting to be sassy?
It depends on how much you, love Druid.
I do a lot.
Kels is, like, the biggest Druid stan.
No, I love Karun, so...
Best Eternal. Best Eternal.
Best Eternal.
Wait, who would Karun be in the Star Wars universe,
that's
though?
I think that's what I was trying to say earlier. My brain just couldn't comprehend it.
His power's too strong. Karun is Yoda. Karun is Yoda.
No, Yoda's too mean. Yoda's too mean.
Karun is like, I want to say, like, Din Djarin, but he's, like, way more...
Why did my brain go Elzar Man?
That actually works a lot. The reason I said Din Djarin was because, like...
does that mean King of Stellan?
No, you're right.
That's why Elzar's falling around everywhere.
Did you get that?
He just had so many cameras.
He really, like, I need a supporter like that in my life.
I do too. He's just like, when he met me, he stabbed me in the heart. He's like, I've apologized so many times for that, sir.
What a guy.
That he thanked everyone. Okay, you want to tell me that Druig hated Karun? Karun was the only one to acknowledge his thank you. Everyone else was staring at him, and Druig smiled and nodded at him. So,
to be fair, some of the, like, Thena wasn't around any humans. She was around Gilgamesh. And that's it. So she has no comprehension of actual emotions.
So again, we will excuse that. She's been living off in her own little world, and that's okay.
With her art.
Icarus? Who knows what Icarus was doing?
Icarus is a little bitch.
I don't know what he was doing. I'm like, what were you doing? You left the most beautiful woman. What did you do? Like, did you go, clearly you didn't go chill with Ajax, which is what I probably thought he would have done, because, like, he was Ajax's bestie sword thing. But, like, no, what was he doing? Was he just flying in
circles? See, Anakin wins in the fact that, like, he stuck by his woman. Until he like didn't, obviously.
He did. Well, okay.
But that was Vader. That was Vader. Like Anakin stuck with his woman. Vader didn't, obviously. But
he
like
he turned to the dark side for his woman. I don't think Icarus had the guts to do that.
Icarus went to the sun for her.
After he tried to kill her though, and then literally tried to go kill the rest of their family, and only then flew himself into the sun and realized he fucked up.
Did Anakin try to? Vader. Vader tried to do that.
That was when everything kind of took over. But like originally, he like to turn to the dark side and all that. It was so he could save Padme from childbirth. Icarus could never. Literally, I feel like if Cersei was gonna die on childbirth,
Icarus would be like, okay.
Icarus be like, it is what it is.
He'd probably kill her for like.
It's Arishem's way, man.
Yes.
I cannot say that right. Everybody says it differently, like Arishem.
It's like all of accents, okay?
Arishem.
Druig just saying celestial or whatever. I butchered that, but oh my god, I'm trying to control the mind of a celestial. he adds extra syllables.
Yeah, I wonder how he would say it in front of a burning house.
Probably the way I did. Side note, I just remembered that Barry also is going to be in the new Batman movie with Robert Pattinson, and I'm super hyped for that. Anyway, that's my side note.
Wait, who is he playing? Is he playing like a villain or something?
Oh, frick, I can't remember. I wouldn't be surprised, because those are characters Barry likes to play. Hold on. I'm searching this up. You all talk about something.
Well, Icarus and Anakin, same characters, different fronts. We'll go back to that.
Yeah.
I just, their energy seems so similar, but so different. I can't fully explain it. It's just their...
Stanley Merkel?
What?
I have no idea.
I also don't know anything about DC Comics.
Yeah, come again?
So, Stanley Merkel, whoever that is, I'm gonna go look up Stanley Merkel right now. Anyway, keep going, sorry.
Pardon the interruption, Stanley.
Well, because I feel like they both want to be the good soldier, I guess, in a way. But in, like, different ways, I guess. For Anakin, like, he's, like, torn between, you know, the Jedi Order, like, wanting to be a quote, good Jedi, and his attachment to Padme. But, like, obviously that's different with Icarus because his attachment to Cersei was clearly much different. Like, Anakin was, like, all in. But they both had attachments to these women who, like... Which, I think Cersei and Padme are also similar. Because Cersei, like, her love for humanity and Padme, like, always wanted to do the right thing, always wanted to help people. So, like, I don't know. I just see, like, parallels between... all of that, but
yeah, it's tough because like I feel like maybe Icarus did do it for selfish reasons. Because Anakin did like selfishly wanted to keep Padme.
That was like the only selfish thing he ever did because he was a selfless person. The only selfish thing was that he wanted to keep Padme alive.
But like but Icarus was just like. Blindly following this, like, he's Arsham. I don't know why, I still don't understand, like, what, like,
We can't go back to the religious trauma allegory because that seems to work well.
Right. No, honestly, that's, I can't speak on that. You guys are, like, you guys probably could say way better things than I can, but, like,
As someone who lived at church for, like, the first 20 years of my life and, like, lived there on Sundays and went every Wednesday, went to Bible study on Monday, even went to a Bible school for 7 months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, I was an evangelical Christian for, like, a hot minute, and that short time alone was traumatizing.
Bestie.
It wasn't even that long.
Man, yeah, mine was like 20 years, bro. Whoa.
I was only in the Jedi Order for 6 months, and it traumatized me.
I was in the Jedi Order since I was a baby. It was indoctrinated. And then I left it, and then realized how fucked up it was.
Ahsoka! You are Ahsoka Tano. You are Ahsoka Tano. For the listeners who can't see, Kels looks like they're having a mental breakdown now.
Anyway, but Icarus is basically, like, he's been told this entire... Also, the thing is, one reason why also it took me so long to try and deconstruct was because I had known this my entire life, and I'd been told this my entire life, and, like, it was the one thing I truly believed in, because that was what I was raised on. So it's like, everything I have depends on this one thing that I believe in, and if I start to doubt that, I don't want to have to start dealing with that, because that's stressful, because now I have to figure out things and, like, all that kind of stuff. And so Icarus is like, I've dedicated 7,000 years to Aerithrum. I have found that I have done this for millions of years before that. This is something I've done before. If I don't do this, I literally have no purpose, and I can't not do this because I don't know what I'll do without it. So I'm going to just continue to do what I've been doing, no matter what, even if that means ruining things with my family, because it's the one thing that I find purpose in.
Mm-hmm.
And ta-da!
Makes so much sense.
Anakin, mm-hmm. Well, Anakin's main purpose became Padme.
Yeah.
So, I think you mentioned, I don't remember exactly how you worded it, but, like, you said Icarus was Anakin if Anakin
had chosen the Jedi Order.
Yeah.
Over Padme.
Yeah, that's such a good analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Because Anakin blindly commits to whatever he wants at the time.
He commits to his family and friends and, like, loved ones. And the one reason he didn't commit to Obi-Wan as much as he used to was because that's one arc that... Oh, what is it called? That one arc where... You know, Obi-Wan fakes his death. That whole thing started mm-hmm. the trust issues. Also started the trust issues with the council. So at that point, Anakin's like, I can't blindly depend on you anymore because you did this to me.
Rightfully so.
So again, that's one reason why Palpatine is able to manipulate him so easily, is because Palpatine's like, okay, if I give you no choice but to depend on me, I can make you essentially do whatever I want. And he does. So, hey,
that is so messed up.
The more you think about Palpatine and how he is as an abuser, I hate it so much.
Yeah, and like the fact that the Jedi Council faked Obi-Wan's death without telling him.
I have thoughts about that, and it's bad.
I mean, like, you see what happens to him after. He's like broken and. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, you needed a genuine reaction, fine. But you could have told him, like, right after that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, sorry we did this, but we kind of had to. You've known he's not actually dead. He's gone through this whole thing. Anakin would be like, all right, cool. I can pretend he's still dead, and then we'd be fine.
Yeah, they're just gonna I'll just go out there and try to kill him.
No, I'm literally, and then the fact that Palpatine knew and was like, you should go after him. Go. Anakin's like, yeah, okay, let's go.
And Palpatine was probably like, let's hope you kill him.
Palpatine's like, I'm just gonna sit here and like fingers sip my tea as I watch this fire that I created.
And I feel like the Jedi Council gave Palpatine so many like layups, just so easy to just manipulate him.
Mm.
Like,
The Jedi Council of, like, the prequels. No.
Stellan would never.
Stellan would never. No. Okay. Slight. Elzar is what Anakin would have been if the council actually knew how to handle him. Because the parallels between them, like, literally Elzar's like, went up to Stellan and was like, hey, I done fucked up. And Stellan's like, okay, let's see how we can fix this. Let's talk through this. And I'm like, this could have been Obi-Wan and Anakin.
Right. And it all falls back to Yoda. Like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, literally, Yoda was off with younglings. What made him come back? He was off having fun with younglings, just parading this galaxy and having fun in Avengers. What made him think, I should go sit on the council again? Bro, no, you're too old. You're 200 years older now. Why are you back? Go back to adventuring with the younglings.
He's out of touch now.
Literally.
Actually, maybe he was with kids all the time, so maybe he wasn't that out of touch.
Here's what's all, whatever the youth trends were at the time.
The youth trends. Yoda doing TikToks.
Sure. Yes. I'm trying to imagine him doing TikTok dances and I don't like it.
So, I actually, while we were recording, I found a quiz to take, because whenever we close, we try to do a quiz, and since Zoom is being dumb, and for the second time during this recording, is ending our Zoom in 9 minutes and 14 seconds, I was thinking we could take this quiz together as a closing.
Let's do it.
So,
oh, it's the official one.
It's on the Star Wars one. It's, which Star Wars The Clone Wars character are you? And we can all read, like, well, I'll read, like, the first one out loud and then, you know. So I'll do that first. A fight is erupting. Choose your weapon. One lightsaber, two lightsabers, the dark side, a blaster, my words. My words is so corny. I'm doing that one.
My words would get me killed. That's the problem.
My words, for sure.
What? No. Two.
Come on, Maul Stan.
Dark side.
All right, wait.
Hey, Anakin, dark side.
Connor, you can read question two.
Number two, your friends are in danger. What do you do? Drop everything to help them. Run headfirst into the situation. Two words, aggressive negotiations, or they're on their own.
I know what Icarus would choose. They're on their own. Bye! It's Arishem's way!
I'm picking drop everything to help them because...
Aggressive that's... negotiations because of the attack of the clone stand. That is a good attack the clones quote, so...
Yeah, drop. Actually, I'll go run headfirst into the situation. Let's do that.
Alright, Kels, it's your turn.
What's your favorite color? Because, no, this is a very important question. Blue, red, green, yellow.
Yellow. Well, yellow or green?
Green.
I'll do yellow. Red. Choose a favorite food group. Sweet, something savory, vegetables, anything served cold, like revenge. I'm going to pick sweets.
I gave me no choice.
I'm gonna go with something savory.
Alright, Connor, you're up.
Alright. How do you like to unwind? Catching a magic show.
What?
In the country. Exercising with a good book and some hot tea and a spa day.
Connor, please pick a spa day.
They don't have the mind spiraling into madness as an answer, because that's what I do.
Spending quiet time in the country, that's the same thing. I'm gonna do spending quiet time in the country.
No exercises to unwind.
Because that's...
Who?
Okay. I won't pick that one, then.
Oh, my God.
Catching a Magic Show?
Catching a Magic Show, yeah. Please? That's right, do whatever it means. Catch a Magic Show.
My greatest strength is courage, my muscle, obviously, my perseverance, loyalty, and devotion. I feel like as the Anakin stan, devotion, because we put too much trust in people. It's fine.
I was gonna say loyalty, but I'm like, no, I feel like that could also be a weakness, so I'm gonna pick perseverance.
I'll go with loyalty.
Wait, is it my turn?
Yeah,
My greatest weakness is fear, ignorance, misplaced trust, anger, hate.
They really just said, here, let's throw everything at you. Pick one.
I'm gonna pick fear, because I'm anxious.
Misplaced trust, because that's the trust issues, bro.
I'll go with fear. They're really, like, asking some pretty introspective questions here. I don't know.
And then the next question.
Cat.
Wait, you have to read the...
Oh, no, I already picked cat. You're gonna have to read it for me.
Choose a pet. Cat, dog, reptile, rodent, bird.
I mean, my dog is staring at me right now.
I want to pick bird, just for fun.
What's your dream
job? No, I'm gonna pick cat.
Look, Corky's in this picture. Corky! Okay. Politician? No. Warrior, teacher, spy. What? Warrior's a job? I can get paid for that.
I'm gonna pick politician because I was a political science major, so I'm biased.
I could never.
I'll pick teacher because I used to be an education major.
What did you pick?
What
answer did you pick?
Me?
No, Kels.
Wait, which one did I?
I think I said
warrior because I wanted to be paid for that.
Choose.
I'm just laughing at the Savage picture over here because my boy, I love him.
Choose a Star Wars character to be your partner for a school project. Anakin, Ahsoka, Savage, Press, Commander Cody, and Count Dooku. What the fuck?
Oh, Dooku. Dooku's definitely a know-it-all. I'm picking Dooku.
No! Why are these so bad? It's definitely like Cody and Anakin and Ahsoka, but like, Savage and Count Dooku are so random. Okay, I'm gonna pick Dooku for fun.
I wanna say Anakin, but I know neither of us would get anything done. Because, I'm just saying Savage because he's my son.
I got Padme. Did you get Anakin?
No!
Did you get Maul? Yeah! What did you get,
Connor? Inaudible. I got Anakin.
Oh.
Sorry.
I got Padme.
You're the one. You form strong attachments to the people in your life and have trouble letting go. It's true. But you've proven time and time again that you're charismatic, courageous, and capable.
It's me.
A nice alliteration. Of greatness. Now that you know your place in the Clone Wars, find out how you fit among the Jedi. Oh, wait, never mind.
I love how it's mine is like, you're incredibly tough and show your strength with an iron will as well as muscle. I have no muscle and I have iron deficiency, but it's fine.
Let's go.
But some might say you're a bit stubborn, true, and have a tendency to get hung up on perceived slights. True. You're not one to be trifled with. Alright, you know what? I'll take it.
Iron deficiency gang.
Iron deficiency gang, rise up.
So, the Zoom's about to end. I don't know when. It's just gonna end at a time, so...
minute 45 left.
So, we're gonna do our closings. So, Connor, you tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me on TikTok at Jedi.Connor, and I'm starting at YouTube, Jedi.Connor, and that's basically, I'm also on Instagram, but, like, I don't use that, really, except for I just got added to the group chat, so I'll be using it more.
All I have
more than facts, guys. yeah, I guess he just leaves us on red.
Yeah. Well, my closing statement today is two words. Anakin Simpwalker. That's it.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Kels?
How do I top that?
It's just gonna end as Kels is trying to think of what to
do. Listen a minute.
Star Wars should follow the MCU and bring in death characters to the universe. Thank you!
Alright, you heard it here, folks. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next. We'll see you in the next one. Bye, besties.